It's the Real BS Show, starring, we missed a week.
That's right.
You know that. Hey, we got some real BS for you.
Yeah.
We got two special guest stars at the end of the show, so stick around to the end. Kenneth Copeland and Joe Biden, a couple of real BSers.
In New Orleans, they call the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor boy, and God, I know I'm one. Mother was a tailor. She sewed my new blue jeans. My father was a gambling man way down in New Orleans. Now the only thing a gambler needs is a suitcase and a trunk. And the only time he feels satisfied is when he's on a drunk. Mothers, tell your children not to do what I have done. Spend your lives in sin and misery in the house of the rising sun. I've got 1 foot on the platform and the other foot on the train. I'm going right back on down to New Orleans to wear that ball and chain. In New Orleans, they call the rising sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor boy, and God, I know I'm one. My God, I know I'm one.
The Rio BS Show. So that's not Johnny Cash.
It sounded just like him.
Yeah, we found a guy. Bill actually found him.
Is it Ghost of Johnny Cash?
Ghost of Johnny Cash. He's a very, very talented guy. He has different music on his channel. We also have another one, too, that he did. But we kind of like, you know, we went along the lines of, we got a lot of Johnny Cash, and we also have some special stuff at the end of the show.
Special
gift. If you wait till the end.
Hold up our BS reputation.
Yeah, we'd like to have some BS and some fun, you know, Bill and Seth. You know, but no, these are ones that I think Bill, I would say Johnny had a lot of songs out there that people know, but there's a lot people don't know about. There's a lot of songs he did that were covers or he wrote himself and definitely fit into a different niche than his normal music, you know.
Well, I'm all ears. I'm not a Johnny Cash fan. I gotta warn you.
Yeah, yeah. But he was talented. You know, he had some interesting music, and then his albums near the end of his life that he did were quite popular. And then June 28th, I guess he has a songwriter's album coming out that were really like done way early in his career. That's gonna be an interesting album. Maybe we'll circle back on that sometime down the road here and come back and play those too. Who knows?
Maybe see what our audience wants.
Yeah, maybe they're junk. You know, we don't know.
It could be, yeah.
But we'll play one more Ghost of Johnny Cash, the Song of Silence.
Okay.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk to you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share, and no one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool, said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell, echo in the well of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls, whispered in the sound of silence.
There we go.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah. That was the ghost of Johnny Cash. That's not really Johnny Cash, but now we got real Johnny Cash coming up here. He had some albums right before he died. He released and
yeah, this is all on you. I you said this first song you really liked, or
yeah,
it's one of his better ones. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you said I liked it.
Yeah, you liked this one. We were going through it, and you really liked it, and thought we should include it. And
okay,
there's one that's on there that we can talk later on about that was really somebody else's song, and he turned around and just made it his own, and even the original singer. The writer that wrote that song says no longer his, it's Johnny Cash. But we can get into that. But this next one is, you know, kind of like he's looking back at his life. You know, a lot of these songs that he wrote, or he's looking back on his life and how it went about. And I think that comes with age. You know, as you get older, I know for myself, I'm getting older. I'm looking back at, you know, when I was younger and everything. And
yeah, how stupid we were.
Yeah.
Like to do it over again, only change a few things. Yeah.
It's kind of hard to say.
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, if you'd have changed it, what if things been way different, you know?
Yeah,
you
know? I'd have screwed it up worse than I really did.
You know, it's hard to say, you know? Hindsight's 20/20. But, you know, he had a very interesting life, you know? He had a rough life, and, you know, after his wife died, it was kind of a tragic thing. He had a true love for his wife, you know?
Something Carter.
Yeah, June Carter. Yeah,
June Carter. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. It and you know, we all wish for something like that, but imagine when you lose it. You know, usually the man goes first; he dies first, and he outlived his wife, and so then he was left alone. And I can imagine how rough that is. Like my grandfather had the same thing. My grandmother passed away before he did, and he was like a lost man in the desert. You know, so. I don't know. Just one of those things that I think about a lot, you know, that some people are struggling, you know. But yeah, here it is. The man comes around.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet, they'll cast their golden crowns when the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him.
Early one morning, with time to kill, I borrowed Jeb's rifle and sat on the hill. I saw a lone rider crossing the plain. I drew a bead on him to practice my aim. My brother's rifle went off in my hand. A shot rang out across the land. The horse he kept running, the rider was dead. I hung my head, I hung my head. I set off running to wake from the dream. My brother's rifle went into the sheen. I kept on running into the Southlands. That's where they found me, my head in my hands. The sheriff, he asked me, why had I run? And then it came to me just what I had done. And all for no reason, just one piece of lead. I hung my head, I hung my head. Here in the courthouse, the whole town was there. I see the judge high up in his chair. Explain to the courtroom what went through your mind, and we'll ask the jury what verdict they find. I felt the power of death over life. I orphaned his children, I widowed his wife. I beg their forgiveness, I wish I was dead. I hung my head, I hung my head, I hung my head, I hung my head. Early one morning, with time to kill, I see the gallows up on the hill. And out in the distance, a trick of the brain, I see a lone rider crossing the plain.
And he'd come to fetch me to see what they'd done. And we'd ride together till kingdom come. I pray for God's mercy, 'cause soon I'll be dead. I hung my head, I hung my head, I hung my head, I hung my head.
The real BS show.
Yeah we got a lot of BS.
We got a lot of BS tonight. Yeah,
well, we gotta stay tuned for the end of this thing.
Oh yeah,
we got a real
we got it set it up just perfect.
Real good ending. Yeah, one of our better endings. I think everybody's lying to everybody.
I agree with that. Yeah.
It's the American way.
Yeah,
you know that. I mean, just whether it's politicians or well, these religious, these mega churches and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
There's a lot of lying. And deception is the word we should use. We should,
deception,
you know,
yeah. Well,
deception.
Tammy and Jim and Tammy Baker, they kind of fell apart. Yeah. I don't know.
A lot of fraud.
What's his name? Baker? Jim? Yeah. Jim Baker?
Yeah.
Jim, he's still alive.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know
he got 45 years in jail, but they let him out after five or something.
Oh, geez.
Good behavior.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Tammy, I think she got cancer of some kind, and I think she passed away.
Yeah.
You know, there was no big, I mean, I had to dig around to find that, and because I didn't know. But yeah. she was a big part of the deception.
I think that's one of the problems in our society is, you know, we have to call that out. You know, that this is where if we're not able to call out the deception and lies to things, then, you know, people won't know.
What's that big place they built down there?
I know what you're talking about. It's not Graceland, but it's something named similar to that.
Yeah, it's really big hotel there. But it's abandoned. I mean, it's totally empty.
Yeah,
nature's trying to get it back, and
that's how nature is.
It's really amazing. It's like a gigantic hotel. I can't remember the name of that. I don't know, but they had big plans. I mean, they're right up there with Walt Disney World and all that.
Sure.
For a while there.
Oh, yeah.
And then it just came. Well. He started messing around with his secretary or something.
Yeah.
And he's paying her money to keep her mouth shut.
That's a very funny
I don't know.
Thing.
I could have that one mixed up with somebody else. But I don't know.
There's a saying. There's a saying growing up that I always heard is don't touch the gold, the glory, or the girls. And you know, nowadays you can include the boys too. But the three G's, don't touch the gold, the glory, or the girls. And whenever you see a politician or a religious leader doing any of those three, that's when you should know that they're not a good person. And that really, you know, that's...
Well, I can tell you way before that, you know. Once they get elected, I say, uh-oh.
There's a few there, I would say, like, you know, you look at Ron Paul, and I'm not saying he's innocent of everything, but you can dig something up.
Yeah,
and,
but they run him out of town like nothing, you know.
They did.
I mean, the media and everybody else, they just tossed him aside and...
He's going to be on the Libertarian Convention giving a speech. So, you know, he's going to give the closing speech. And that man, you know, he should have been president, in my opinion. That's just my political views. But, you know, he did a lot of great things. And
I sure worked for him really hard there.
Yeah.
Heck, sine waves.
I remember
week
that.
Week after week.
You guys were on Peach Street. I remember that. You took your daughter up there and you were holding signs on Peach Street and people were honking.
Yeah.
And it was a different time, man.
It was fun. It was fun.
But, you know,
didn't do any good, but it was fun.
Well, it did bring attention. You know, that gave a spotlight, you know. But I think that's where we're seeing an interesting thing. We got RFK Jr. and Trump. Both are going to be at the Libertarian Convention giving a speech.
Oh, that would be interesting.
So, and then Ron Paul's closing the convention. So that's an interesting aspect there. You know, it's crazy thinking about that. You know,
Ron Paul's got to be getting up there.
He is. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Because he was old back in 2007 when I was trying to help him out.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a genuine guy. Genuine good guy.
Yeah, well, that's why he'll never get anywhere in this country.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be a crook. A liar and a crook.
Well, that's true. I do agree with you on that. I have this one.
Unbelievable.
Have you ever been hurt by deception?
Oh, yeah. I just lost that lawsuit.
Yeah, yeah.
Total lies from beginning to end for 12 years.
Yeah.
Total lies. And the judge bought it.
Right.
He bought it all.
Deception. You know, it's like, you know, this is one of the classic, you know, there's so many people out there trying to deceive each other and lie. If they only knew the truth.
And the judge, I was reading the judge's thing. He didn't call me a liar, but he acted like he didn't believe me.
Yeah. And you had all the evidence, too.
Proof, evidence. I mean, just, I just can't piece it together. What in the world is this judge looking at?
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And yeah. I know didn't pay him off because no money.
Yeah.
Never did, never has, and never will, probably.
Yeah.
Unreal. Whew. But that's just my own. I mean, you look at all these other people. I mean, oh, jeez. Well, one thing about Trump, he already had money before he got into it. So,
yeah.
You know, that's a different.
There's some
look
saying
at it from a different angle, I guess.
There's some that say he didn't have money, that he said he had more money than he actually did, and there might be truth to that. There's a lot of times he filed for bankruptcy, but a lot of business owners did that too as a means to get around financial responsibility. And, you know, in this town here, for instance, MFG, he owed a lot of money to them back in the day.
And I think he skinned them too.
Yeah. And that's an issue that we see today. There's a lot of hurt that comes from that. How many families got destroyed from their livelihood? They had to get laid off or, you know, I'm not just blaming him. I'm blaming the whole system here, you know, the whole concept of deception that goes on. But this next song is about that, the hurt, you know.
Hurt, yeah, I'm a little bit foggy on this one too. Yeah. So I'm all ears and ready to go here.
This song, yeah, you know, all the songs that people know about Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire, and all those songs. We're not playing those today. We're playing ones that you probably not heard of.
And no, I haven't heard of these.
This song
was kind of neat.
This song was originally a Nine Inch Nails song. Hurt by Trent Reznor.
And, yeah, I don't know them either.
And Trent Reznor said, this song is Johnny's now. It's no longer mine. So I'm paraphrasing. But this song is more popular to the younger crowd than the rest of Johnny Cash's catalog. So I think people should enjoy it.
Yeah.
Listen to his words and his emotions when he sings it after his wife died.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt.
You stay the hell away from me, you hear?
I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. My empire of dirt. I will let you down. I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself. I would find a way.
There we go. Hurt by Johnny Cash.
Yeah. You got a couple we can play in a row?
Yeah. You got Personal Jesus and Redemption Day.
Ooh. Johnny Cash getting kind of religious at the end there.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, it's his thing. You know,
yes, everybody does.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a lot of his last, I think, six albums were all basically had a lot of religious, you know, Christian verses and whatnot on them. So, yeah, what whip it to it?
All right.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone. Flesh and bone by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. Take second best, put me to the test. Things on your chest, you need to confess. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone to care. Feeling unknown and you're all alone. Flesh and bone by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. 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 I've wept for those who suffer long, but how I weep for those who've gone. In rooms of grief and questioned wrong, but keep on killing. It's in the soul to feel such things, but weak to watch without speaking. Oh, what mercy sadness brings, if God be willing. There is a train that's heading straight to heaven's gate, to heaven's gate. And on the way, child and man and woman wait, watch and wait for redemption day. Fire rages in the streets and swallows everything it meets. It's just an image often seen on television. Come leaders, come ye men of great, let us hear you pontificate. Your many virtues laid to waste, and we aren't listening. There is a train that's heading straight to heaven's gate, to heaven's gate. And on the way, child and man and woman wait, watch and wait for redemption day. What do you have for us today? Throw us the bone, but save the plate. Oh, why we waited till so late? Was there no oil to excavate? No riches in trade for the fate of every person who died in hate? Throw us a bone, ye men of great. There is a train that's heading straight to heaven's gate, to heaven's gate. And on the way, child and man and woman wait, watching wait for redemption day. It's buried in the countryside, exploding in the shells of night. It's everywhere a baby cries, freedom. Freedom. Freedom.
Well, this is the Real BS Show, so I think it's time we put a couple of Real BSers at the end.
Yeah, these are the special gifts we mentioned earlier, the special surprises that we left for the end. So,
yeah, well, this is a treat.
Yeah.
Nothing. We got the King BSer first and the second in charge BSer second.
Yeah, yeah. You can decide which one's King.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you might want to switch them around.
But, you never know.
But it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Fun, hilarious stuff that came out during COVID. All these people that were bored out of their minds, and creativity came out of that. I think that's the lesson to be learned. Yes, these guys are full of deception that we're going to play next, but the truth of it is boredom brings creativity. I think that's the deception people are falling into, is they get bored and they don't want to be, they want to entertain themselves being on social media, swiping and scrolling online, reading the news and watching TikTok or whatever, or YouTube shorts, whatever it might be, Facebook. The truth is, if you disconnect and get bored, you'll get creative. How about that?
You ain't got a choice.
Yeah. You got to get creative. I think that's what needs to happen. Is creativity needs to happen.
There's a lot to choose from, trust me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Hoo-wee.
So, yeah, we'll play this one. The first one is it's kind of a flashback 4 years ago. So,
yeah. Okay.
We'll exercise judgment right now.
Because we
have... In the name of Jesus! Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Standing in the office of the prophet of God, I execute judgment on you. Destroy through COVID-19.
Bo is associated here. Anyway, the point I want to make is I learned so much.
Black, white, all colors, all backgrounds, what I mean.
Come on, man.
Men, women, gay, straight, everyone deserves a shot, you know.
Come on, man.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
Come on, man.
What I have to do is I have to continue talking about things.
Come on, man.
I came down here because I remember the first bumper sticker I saw. I learned that I got hairy legs that turned blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. So I learned about kids jumping on my lap, my bumper sticker jumping on my lap.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
What are we, nuts? Dead.
You know.
Come on, man. Give me a little break here. Get a life.
Taking cocaine or not?
What do you think?
Huh? Come on, man. Black, white, all colors, all backgrounds, what I mean.
Come on, man.
Men, women, gay, straight, everyone deserves a shot, you know.
Come on, man.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
Come on, man.
You have a problem figuring out what you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Come on, man.
Well, Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
I can hardly wait to meet with that guy who is the stable genius.
Come on, man.
I am very willing to let the public judge my physical and mental my physical as well as my mental fitness.
Come on, man.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Wealthy kids.
Come on, man.
I mean, come on. Take a look at the record.
I know a lot of weed smoke.
Come on, man.
Black, white, all colors, all backgrounds, what I mean.
Come on, man.
Men, women, gay, straight, everyone deserves a shot, you know.
Come on, man.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
Come on, man.
Why the hell would I take a test?
I am,
come on, man.
All right, that was our illustrious president, if you didn't know that, last one there.
Yeah.
He could be number one.
Yeah.
Very easy. I guess it's a popular choice.
Yeah.
But we have a song made for both of them.
Yes.
Okay? And we'll end the show that way.
can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.